As I record this, the sun is shining outside, the sky is blue, I am healthy, my baby is healthy, my baby's mother is a brilliant mother and partner, I have a great job, I have so much to be thankful for, and yet I still feel great anxiety in my life. It's my unconventional life. Anxious. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? It does seem to be part of the human condition, anxiety, at least in the Western world. But I do remember a time that I didn't feel this way, when I perhaps had less to be thankful for. I think the reason comes back to David Dada's concept of a life's purpose in the way of the superior man. And if you listen to the podcast from a year ago, when I was closer to living mine, you can perhaps figure out why. I talked to a friend this week and I told her how most of the time in your life, if you're honest, you know what the problem is. You're just too weak to do anything about it, to make the changes that you know you need to. There's that Serenity poem, isn't there? Dear God, give me the strength to change the things I can, the serenity to accept the things I can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I think we all focus on the second part because that's easy. It's easy to say things are beyond our control, we've just got to accept that. But the truth, as Tony Robbins shows, is a lot of the time they aren't, and you can make changes. I know right now this is all a vague dialogue, and really it's just about the conversations that Eri and I need to have. And they probably won't be half as bad as I fear, but I'm procrastinating and making excuses not to have them. Everything is fine now. We are getting on perfectly fine. We are great parenting partners with a beautiful, wonderful little baby. Why rock the boat and spoil things? Because the basis of any good relationship is communication. It's really that simple. Well, one thing that came up that we have no problem discussing is vaccines, which is interesting because when I've asked people about it, some people have got really tense. In the same way as if you ask someone about politics or religion over here. I've never really understood why rational discussion of such topics should bring such anxiety. Eri saw a documentary posted on Facebook called The Truth About Vaccines, and I have to say it makes some very convincing arguments. But as it describes in the documentary, it's not about being pro or anti-vaccines, just about being better informed about the risks and benefits involved. There does seem to be something concerning about the sheer amount of vaccines mandated for children in the first 2 years of their life, and the amount of anecdotal evidence of harm that they might cause. So I've ordered a book called The Vaccine Friendly Plan that hopefully will have some rational explanations and schedules that we can follow. Scary stuff, really, when you see parents who've had children that they feel are suffering because of choices that they admittedly unknowingly made. And so, switching gears, just to put a smile on your face, I wanted to share something about my dear mum that I hope she won't mind me sharing. Ari's best friend's boyfriend recorded the whole birth and edited together a 40-minute video and uploaded a private link on YouTube for close family to watch. So my mum, who's just moved into the quaint little village in the north of England where my sister lives, decided to watch the video while having her morning coffee and cake at the quiet little village coffee shop without headphones, with the sound on. Where after a few minutes, she began getting some rather odd looks from other customers and realizing that it actually sounded like a pornographic video, quickly explained that it wasn't, and it was in fact the birth of her granddaughter. Oh, bless her. So there you go, something to put a smile on your face. Amelia is actually smiling quite a lot now, and it just melts my heart. She is just so cute and adorable. And it does seem that since focusing solely on the parenting relationship and becoming ostensibly platonic in nature, everything seems to have calmed down between Ari and I. But that might just be hormones settling after the birth too. Too soon to know, perhaps. But nonetheless, be that as it may, I will see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.